Yes, it's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn all about the number 20. I'm so excited, I've been waiting. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil, write your name at the top of your paper, and I'll write my name at the top of my paper. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. Okay, do you see the adorable, cute little pink? Well, it doesn't say pink because they're white right now. The bunny rabbits, guess what color we're going to color them? I bet you already can guess because I already told you. Yes, pink. Let's color those bunny rabbits pink. They're so cute. I like them. All right, here we go. While we're coloring, we are going to count to 20. Now, I'll go first unless you already know how to count to 20, and then you can do it with me. So we're coloring pink bunny rabbits, and you're counting or listening to me count. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Yeah, I've been waiting to count to 20. If you've done any of these other lessons with me, I've had to stop before I got there, and I'm so excited to get there. 20. What comes right before the number 20? 19. We say 19, 20. 19, 20. So I'll say 19, and then you say 20. 19.
19.
Good. 19, 20. It's a big number. We're going to count a lot to 20 today. So you're going to probably think I'm crazy and say, we've counted enough, Mrs. Oldham. And I am going to say, I do not care. We're going to count again. I have finished coloring my pink bunnies. I'll give you a few more seconds to finish yours. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please put down your pink crayon. All right, let's count the bunnies. How many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 pink bunnies. Well, now we're going to color the carrots. We're going to color the carrots. What do you think? Yes, orange. I'm not going to worry about the green leaf right now. If you're worried about the green leaf, you can go back at the end and color the green leaf or the green top part. I'm just going to make everything orange because it doesn't matter to me. So we have 10 pink bunnies. Do you know how many carrots we need to get to 20? Because we're not at 20 yet. 10 is not at 20. We only have 10. We need some of these carrots to make sure that we get to 20. So I want you to be thinking about that. How many carrots will we need plus the bunnies, 10 bunnies, to get to the number 20? Think about that. Okay, these carrots were itty-bitties, itty-bitties. So I have finished coloring all of my carrots. I'm putting down my orange crayon, and I will wait for you. Take 6 more seconds. 6, 5, 4, 3. 2, 1. Please put down your orange crayon. All right, here we go. Take out your finger. I hope you brought it with you today. All right, good. You should have extras too, just in case. All right, touch the bunnies and every carrot. We're going to count all the bunnies and then we'll count the carrots, but we're just going to start at 1 and keep counting. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Yes. Okay, so we know we have 10 bunnies. We know we have 20 altogether with bunnies and the carrots. Let's count just the carrots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So if you were thinking 10 bunnies, you need 10 carrots, you were right. 10 and 10 make 20. Yes. Okay. I'm so excited. All right. Scoot over. Next to the carrots, you're going to see the number 20. It's a 2 and a 0. Let's color the number 2 blue. Any kind of blue will work. So when you write the number 20, you need the 2 and then the 0, but the 2 comes first. The 2 and then the 0. So we'll have a blue 2.
That kind of rhymes.
And then put down your blue crayon and let's make a yellow 0. Let's make a yellow 0. So 2, 0, 20. In order to write the number 20, you need a 2 and a 0. 20. Okay, hold on to that yellow crayon. Next to the 0 is a word. T-W-E-N-T-Y. What word do you think that says? Yes, it says 20. Circle it with your yellow crayon. Put a circle around that word. Good job. All right, put down your yellow crayon. Let's move to the chickens and the eggs. Look at the chickens and the eggs. Let's color the chickens brown. Let's color the chickens brown again. I'm not worried about their tail feathers or their little thingies or their feet. I'm just going to color the majority of this chicken brown. And then if you want to go back at the end and do details, you can. We just don't have time right now. We're counting to 20. Who has time when they're counting to 20? So speaking of counting to 20 and me telling you we're going to count to 20 a lot, we're going to count to 20 again. But this time, we are going to count to 20 as high as we can. Ready, begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 in my high voice. Yep, 20 in my high voice. We counted to 20 in our high voice. Now, let's count to 20, but let's start at the number 10. We'll start at 10, and then we'll count to 20. So 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I did my high voice again. All right, I have finished coloring my chickens. I'm going to put down my brown crayon, but I'll wait for you. So take a few more seconds to finish up. Remember, you can finish at the end. Do not worry or panic. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your crayon. Let's count the chickens. How many do you think there are? Yeah, me too. Let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 chickens. So now we're going to color the eggs. Let's color the eggs purple. Let's color the eggs purple. 1, 2. This should not take you long. I'm going to color and count at the same time. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, I'm right, 10. That's what I thought. Did you think that too? If there's 10 chickens, then there's 10 eggs. And 10 and 10 make what? 20, yes. Oh my gosh, I love the number 20. Like there is no tomorrow. Don't you just love the number 20? So 10 chickens, 10 eggs makes 20. 10 and 10 is 20. 10 and 10 is 20. Okay, hang on to that purple crayon. Just hang on to it. If you scoot across from the eggs, I just messed up. I'm so excited I can't even talk. You're going to see a group of numbers. We're going to take our purple crayon and we are going to circle every 20 that we see. All right? Purple crayon, circle the 20s. 2, 0, 20. 2, 0, 20. There are 8 of them. So see if you can find all eight. Use your purple crayon. If you make a mistake, it's okay. Just cross it off. Why am I so excited? I am telling you, I've been waiting for the 20. It like makes me feel like so smart. I don't know. Okay, let's see if I found all eight because I can't find any more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Count your circles. See if you found 8 of them that say 20. Yes. All right, we are doing this. Now move down. You're going to see some 10 frames. I can't even believe it. Both 10 frames are full of counters, or the circles. They're full. If they're each full, that means there's 10 and 10. Okay, I think we should use, let's use our green crayon. Find a green crayon and let's color every circle in both 10 frames green. So hold on to your green crayon. We're going to color and count at the same time. So stay at my pace. Green crayon, first circle, ready, color. 1, scoot over. 2, scoot over. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I'm in the next 10 frame. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Yeah, we got 20. 20 is our number. We've got 10 and 10. 10 and 10 make 20. Okay, here we go. I want you to say 10, and then we're going to keep counting. So put your finger on the last counter in the first 10 frame, and then we're going to keep counting. We're going to touch the other ones. Here we go. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, here we go. Pencil. Grab your pencil. Do you see the dice? We are going to count the dots on the dice and see if there are 20 dots. Ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Circle all four dice. Make a big, gigantic, fat circle around all four dice. That was 20. Okay, scoot over. Do you see the pencils? There are a lot of pencils, and they kind of look squished. So when you count a pencil, put a dot on the eraser of that pencil so you know you already counted it and you don't count it again on accident. Okay? All right. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, no, that doesn't have 20. All right, let's scoot over and look at the dominoes. Let's count the dots on the dominoes and see if there are 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, yes. Circle both dominoes. Make a big, fat, gigantic circle pencil. All righty, pencil circle. Scoot down. I see the number 20 because it has a 2, 0. Let's trace it and then we'll write our own. 2, trace the 2, 0. 20, trace the 2, 0. 20, trace the 2, 0. 20. Now let's write our own. 2, 0, 20. 2, 0, 20. 2, 0, 20. 2, 0, 20. Okay, if you scoot down, you're going to see that we're counting in order. We start on 14 and we go to what? 20, yeah, all right. While we trace, let's say the number we're tracing. Ready, begin. 14. 15. 16. What comes next? 17. Then what? 18. 19. What's our last one? 20. Yee-haw! That's it. Boys and girls, you are experts in the number 20. I'm so excited about it. You can count it. You can read it. You can write it. You can find things that have 20. You're amazing and awesome and super smart. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.